2 Timothy 3:1-4. And we'll read it throughout this actual video. Because as you can see all around this world, the world is slowly but surely breaking down. And our economy, which is being propped up in a very manipulated way, is breaking down. Society, as you know it, is breaking down. Schools are breaking down. Governments are breaking down. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Disobedient to parents, check. Unthankful, check. Unholy, check. When you look at society, it's very easy to call a lot of these things hoax because you don't want to see what really is happening all around you. But we live in a country that murders thousands of babies each month, and 17 more people dying in a school is nothing to this world system, and it breaks my heart to see people pass away like nothing. But as these things happen, read between the lines. The sheriff immediately is calling out, proclaiming that he wants to transform the laws so that we can skip due process and go straight after you. Very similar to that movie Minority Report, I believe, where they would arrest you for future crimes that you had not even committed that they thought that you would commit. That's what they're talking about.
We all know someone or a family who's affected by someone suffering from mental illness. The Baker Act in Florida allows law enforcement or medical professionals to confine a person involuntarily while they get examined and looked at. But you have to have a reason. You have to be able to articulate that they're a threat to themselves or a threat to someone else. What I'm asking our lawmakers to do is go back to places like Tallahassee, places like Washington, D.C., and give police the power. If they see something on social media, if they see graphic pictures of rifles and blood and gore and guns and bombs, if they see something, horrific language, if they see a person talking about, I want to grow up to be a serial killer, we need to have the power to take that person and bring them before mental health professionals at that particular time, involuntarily, and have them examined.
The world's breaking down, folks. You can only keep this facade up only just a little bit. Tensions are rising. People are becoming angsty. And even your very own president wants to skip due process.
In the position
or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Now, if this was Barack Obama, you would be calling him a dictator. If this was Barack Obama, Christians left and right will be having prophecies and dreams about him being the Antichrist. But it's not Barack Obama. It's Trump, so it's okay, right? It's not okay. But these are the things that are being transformed. These are the laws that are being taken advantage of when any tragedy happens. And they use the mental health industry as the loophole. Because nowadays, even if you know too much math, there's a disorder for math. Okay? If you have too many ambitions, there's a disorder for that. They can categorize a disorder for anything to then label you as crazy and eventually lock you up. These moments are gonna come. These moments are gonna be arriving very soon. The world is breaking down before your very eyes. As you read 2 Timothy 3:1-4, verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You know, it's not natural for you to want to depopulate the earth. That's not natural affection. That's despising those that are good, right? but that's what we see billionaires in this world wanting to do. On one end, with the Elon Musks, you see billionaires wanting to escape Earth because they know the judgment that's coming to Earth. You see, scientists know the judgment is coming to Earth. They just don't want to call it judgment. And billionaires like Bill Gates and others are investing millions and millions and millions of dollars vaccinating your children, medicating them to death, all to control population.
In this year's annual letter, Melinda and I take the toughest questions we get asked and give our answers. One that's come up for a long time is, as we make the world healthier, is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
And as they pump you up with more medications, that's going to lead you to have more depression, that's going to lead you to have more infirmities, that's going to lead you to have more and more diseases. Teen who was told he had the flu really had stage 4 cancer. Pray for this family, folks. The world is breaking down. This stuff is taking a toll on people, too. A Texas girl, 17, stabs newborn to death minutes after giving birth. The world is breaking down. Science teacher, 26, sent nudes and had sex romps with teen boy student, cops say. Let's continue. Timothy. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Are we not in those times? Are we not in those moments? And Russia is flexing its military power by announcing the Satan number 2, if I'm not mistaken. And it actually has an animation, allegedly showing that they're striking Central Florida. And while all of this is happening, and while AI is being developed, and while transhumanism is being developed, and while nuclear threats are being made against America, the only thing you find on CNN is Trump, 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 Trump. And the only thing you find on Fox News is them defending Trump, 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 Trump. They're keeping you distracted while the world is falling apart. When we think of nature, look at the natural events happening all over this world. You see, this fantasy that they have created is breaking down right before them. And the world leaders of this world, they know, they too know, that judgment is coming. And the sad part is that when you look at the church to try to find the truth, the only thing that you find is ridiculousness like this, the Wakanda Sermon Series. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy how the church always picks up on some silliness from Hollywood, inspired by the Black Panther movie, right? In moments like this, you turn to the church and you see Snoop Dogg with a gospel album. And you see church folk defending it. In moments like these, what you see from the church is not boldness, is not truth, is not holiness. What you see from the church is wickedness. And they forget that judgment starts at the house of God. As the Word of God says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So as the world is breaking down, some may say, Tally, you're being negative. No, I'm just pointing out the facts. Tally, you're pointing out the bad stuff. No, I'm showing you what really is happening. Does this mean that you have to now be mopey? That you have to now walk around with your head down? That you have to go out and depressed and hide it under a rock? No. This is an admonishment to you, brother, an admonishment to you, sister, that as the world is breaking down, you have Jesus Christ in your life. For you see, I've read the entire scriptures, and in Revelation 23, I know what is going to happen, and I know the victory that has already been proclaimed, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. I know what's coming. I know the victory that has already happened. And I know that in Jesus Christ, we are in victory. As the world is breaking down, maybe you're going through a season in your life that you also feel broken down. You also feel beat up. You also feel exhausted. You also feel overwhelmed. I feel you, family. I feel the same way all the time. I don't want to fake it. I don't want to tell you that I feel excellent every day. Some days I may feel a little sick. Some days I may feel a little shop-worn. But that's in the physical. In the spiritual, Revelation 1:3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Maybe it's your health. Maybe your health hasn't been going the way you want it to go. Spiritually, you're feeling on point, but your body's not keeping up. Jesus is with you. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe they're not living for Jesus Christ, and it's frustrating. Maybe it's your children. They're being rebellious. Your grandchildren being rebellious. Your financial situation is not proper. So many things that happen on a daily basis that can wear on us. And just as the world is breaking down, you too have tried to keep up with everything and try to put a smile every day, but deep within your soul, you're breaking down. The answer for this world is Jesus, and the answer for you is also Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, asking for conviction for this fallen world, asking for conviction for those who have backslidden and have turned their backs upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for those that are going through so much turmoil, those brothers and sisters around the world that are undergoing persecution and spiritual attacks, and it's causing them to want to give up, and it's causing them to also break down just as this world is breaking down. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for saving us. For apart from you, we are nothing. Apart from you, we are nothing. What good are the things of this world if we have not Jesus? What good are the things of this world if we have not Jesus? Convict our hearts that we may live a holy life before you, Lord, representing your kingdom every day. Help us and give us strength, Lord, for we are weak. For we are feeling exhausted, for we are feeling overwhelmed, and we try to put a facade up, and we try to prop it up, but we need more of you. That we need. We need more of Jesus. We need more of your power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I love you, family. Seek Jesus every day of your life, for he is the only way. Thanks for keeping us in prayer. Thanks for supporting us in any way by sharing the videos. And remember to bookmark the website, tallyforgod.com, tfgministries.com. For YouTube is an ever-changing world. And if you ever don't see videos here, just go to the website on a weekly basis. I will keep on uploading every week. Even if you don't see them on YouTube, just go to the website every week and you'll see them there on the video page. God bless you and your family. I love you very much. Bye.